There's a very powerful lesson that the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zichrono Livracha, emphasis on Zichrono Livracha, shared about the essence of Birchas Kohanim, the priestly blessing that every Kohen here in Arzenu HaKadosha attempts to fulfill every day, that applies so much to our Avodas Hashem. And we will see that the Sfas Emes, Chusa Yogan Oleinu, elaborates on this idea in Parshas Chukas, and could be maybe a very powerful motivator for us in terms of the way we assess using our talents and our strengths, our koiches in Avodas Hashem. The Kohanim, when they make a bracha, right before they say Yivarecha Hashem v'Yishmerecha, they say Asher Kidshanu b'Mitzvosa v'Tzivanu Levarech es Ama Yisrael ba'Ahava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to bless Klal Yisrael with love. Notice the extra word. It's not just Levarech es Ama Yisrael, the Lubavitcher Rebbe pointed out. It's ba'Ahava. It's with love. There are halachic implications of this. The Birchas HaMitzvah reflects the essence of the mitzvah. And if a kohen is angry at somebody, he can't go up for Nesias Kapayim. The essence of a Kohen. And we're going to see the essence of so much of a part of every Jew in different parts of his life is to be able to join all together, all of Klal Yisrael together, all of the strengths in the universe, Be'ava. And we'll elaborate what that means. First of all, the Lubavitcher Rebbe pointed out an amazing halacha in Maseches Negoim. The halacha is that the Kohen is the one who pronounces that if an individual is impure due to tzaras, so then the Kohen is the one who pronounces the individual tameh. What happens if the individual Kohen does not know Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara? He never learned Negoim. He's a Kohen Am Haaretz. In such a case, he goes to the Talmud Chacham Yisrael, who's learned Negoim. He asks him the Shaila, but when the Chacham Yisrael answers, the individual who the Shaila is about is not Tameh until the Kohen pronounces him Tameh. Why? Well, Lubavitcher Rebbe said a beautiful idea. Since the essence of Aaron HaKohen is Aaron HaKohen is Oiv Shalom, Rodev Shalom. The whole essence of Birchas Kohanim is Levarech Es Am Yisrael Ba'ava. Without it, the Kohen's entire role doesn't exist. So then the individual who says, you are Tameh, essentially when it's pronounced, when the Kohen tells you that you have Tzaras, the Kohen's giving you Musar. The only one that could appropriately give Tochacha is someone that we already had a relationship with him, of one that was based on love. Then, Levarech es Am Yisrael Ba'ava makes sense. Let's go a little bit deeper. In Parshas Chukas, how the Sfas Emes understands the unique role of Aaron HaKohen, and then we'll combine this Yisod of Avas Yisrael in understanding the usage of our strengths in this world. The pasuk in Yeshayahu in Perek Nun Aleph says, "Uvitzel yodik sisicha l'ntaya l'shemayim v'lisod aretz." And with your hand, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you covered us. L'ntaya l'shemayim, in order to create imprint in heaven. V'lisod aretz, and to incorporate it into the ground. The Sfas Emes uses that pasuk in regards to Parshas Chukas. Parshas Chukas says, Vayishma haKnani, the Knani heard and they came to fight against Bnei Yisrael. Rashi says, Shoma shemeis aroin v'nistalka Anani Yaakova v'nitein rishus lehilachem. The Anani Yaakova were dependent on Aaron HaKohen. And when the Anani HaKavod left, Klal Yisrael was vulnerable. V'lisod aretz. Klal Yisrael did not have its yisod, its protection in the world. And then, our enemies attacked. Of course, our enemies are not only our physical enemies, but they're our spiritual enemies as well. Says the Sfas Emes, Moshe Rabbeinu is embodied by the Pasuk in Yeshayo, Lintoa Lishamayim. Moshe Rabbeinu takes that which is on high, and he brings it down through the Dvar Hashem. Aaron HaKohen, Mida Acheres Yeshbo. The Avoda of Karbonos, argues the Sfas Emes. And we'll see shortly as well, he connects it to Nesias Kapayim. So it dovetails beautifully with what the Lubavitcher Rebbe said. The Avoda of Karbonos is for an individual to take the corporeal world, liso the aretz, and raise it up. Hu bechinas aron akoin v'anani akovod v'uliso l'aretz hainu likarev u'lechaber bechinas aretz l'shamayim. It's very nice that you have Moshe Rabbeinu that teaches Dvar Hashem. And without Moshe Rabbeinu, we'd be lost. The Torah is our son. But at the end of the day, there's something about Aaron HaKohen who represents the Chibur, the joining of all of Klal Yisrael, that Levarech Es Amo Yisrael Be'ava, that has inside of him the Koach Lekarev U'Lechaber Bechinas Aretz L'Shamayim. When our enemies come and fight us, they're not coming and fighting the Torah. They'll never touch HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. They never will. They'll try to imitate, and they'll never be successful. That we don't have to worry about. However, we have the Anane HaKavod, says the Sfas Emes, V'zeu Tzarech Hagano, Ki Kol Milchamas HaRisham HaBnei Yisrael, Levatel Kolech HaKadusha, Sherotzin La'orer Ba'oretz. They try to challenge our ability to that which we create down here. Ki bechinas shorish b'shamayim eilem shaychus. They don't have a shaychus to that. So what they do is, they challenge our ability, and when we're weak, when our anane akavod are not there, they challenge our ability to unify. And when I'm talking about unify, I'm not only talking about avas Yisrael, which it definitely includes, but it's the ability, lechaber, to create a holistic and true experience where all of our ramachei, varmei, and shasah, gidim, are serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sfas Emes in Parshas Chukas as well, I was reading from Tafresh Mem Zayin, in Tafresh Samaches, the Sfas Emes says what we said from Lubavitcher Rebbe, with a twist. V'zehu ha-koyach ha-oil la-aron, the koach of Aaron is haromas ha-yodayim, lifting up the hands. V'zehu b'chinas nesias kapayim, and that's what nesias kapayim is, raising up one's hands that are the corporeal being and saying levarech es amo Yisrael ba'ava, ba'ava tarti mashma, avas Yisrael and ava as shleimus, as complete, ein kli machzik bracha el shalom. The last bracha that we have in Shmona Esrei is the bracha of shalom, is completion, that if a person doesn't unify all parts of his existence, and what do you cite in Chassidus this is, then chas v'chalila it falls short. Mayofa lo lemisha omro. How beautiful Lubavitcher Rebbe's yisod. Reb Shlomo Kalbach, zichrona levracha, emphasis also on zichrona levracha. In a hesped for Lubavitcher Rebbe, unlike any other hesped, Reb Shlomo Kalbach did it with a guitar. A little bit after Gimel Tammuz, a couple of years before he himself passed away, Reb Shlomo Kalbach spoke about his days when he was in Lubavitch, and he told an amazing story. He said when he used to work in Lubavitch, he was working Yomam V'Laila with the Rebbe Zichrona Levracha, and he would do everything to be Makariv Jews. He said one time he was returning from 770 at about 3:30 in the morning, and he took a minig upon himself that at that moment he had regretted, but he kept to it. And that is, if somebody walked into the train, even though he wanted so much to sleep as he was going back home to the Upper West Side, he would speak to the person, say hello. He said he hoped that the car was empty, but sure enough, there was one person sitting in the train car. And he went over to him, he told him his name was David Bernstein, he was schmoozing him. He said, David, you look like you're in a good mood, my friend. You look like you're in a good mood. He said, what happened? David said, I got engaged. And Reb Shloima jumps up in the train car and he begins to dance with him. And he begins to dance. After they have a rikud in the train car, 3:30 in the morning, heading towards Manhattan from Brooklyn, they sit down again. Reb Shloima asks him, and what's the name of your bride? David says, Susie O'Donnell. Shlomo doesn't beat a breath, doesn't blink an eye. Susie O'Donnell with David Bernstein, the Shmad of Klal Yisrael, a Pachad, a second Holocaust that we're living and we continue to live this day. But the Chachma, the Chabad, the Chachma Bina and Das, how to deal with it. Reb Shlomo said that he turned to him without blinking an eyelash, and he said, you know, I have a grand rabbi, someone who's very special, that we have a custom before we get married, we go to him for a blessing. He said, let's go to Crown Heights, to Lubavitcher Rebbe. 3:30 in the morning, they cross over to the other side of the platform, and they head back to Crown Heights. Reb Shlomo knocks on the Rebbe's door around 4 in the morning, and the Rebbe was still there. Now you know why they daven late in Lubavitch. The Rebbe was still working. And the Rebbe said, Reb Shlomo went in and he said to the Rebbe, in one sentence in Yiddish, this is David Bernstein, he's about to get married to a guy. And then he ushered David in. He said he sat outside, Reb Shlomo did for 3 hours, until 7 in the morning. David Bernstein was sitting with the Rebbe. He said, I have no idea what happened inside. No idea what happened inside. By 7 o'clock in the morning, the door opened, David Bernstein came out. And his face was soaked with tears. And now, says Reb Shlomo 20 years ago, he's a special Lubavitcher Chassid. Rabosai, Avodas Hashem, and to be mashpia on others, to stem the tide of assimilation, requires us not to simply be individuals who know a lot of Torah. For sure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doresh that from us. But there is an avodah of lechaber shamayim v'aretz. And that avodah, lechaber shamayim v'aretz, is the midah as Aaron HaKohen. And that's the midah of Anane HaKavod. If we want to make sure that we are not vulnerable, what we have to do is make sure that we are shalem in both the way we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our personal relationship with Him and in our Avas Yisrael. If we're a Kohen, to be able to truly give the Brach Levarach HaSam Yisrael Ba'ava. And for those of us who are Yisraelim Lekabel, to accept the Bracha of Shleimus, of Avas Yisrael, and to be Zoche, that all of us should tap in to the Mid of Aaron HaKohen.